This episode was recorded in November 2020. If you enjoy this podcast, then subscribe to catch all future episodes.
Hi, Persia, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Where are you? Where am I talking to you from, if that makes any sense?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Is the weather better than it is here? Because it's blooming miserable and cold and rainy here.
It's beautiful here.
Oh, shut up.
Shut
up.
It's my favorite. Look, I'm wearing a sweater, but it's like not really a sweater. It's like a kind of... It's like a
cut-off sweater.
It's like a little jumper thing because I don't need a real sweater. I just need a little warmth. But it's so nice. It's actually like our favorite time of year here because it's crisp and it's cool. So it's not sweaty hot, but it's beautiful. You can put a fire on at night, but in the day you can walk around with a light cardigan on. It's pretty lovely. Summer was bad.
What kind
though.
Of temperatures?
Summer was awful.
What did you get to? What did you get to? About 100, do you? I call it 100 degrees.
In Fahrenheit, I'm not sure what it is in Celsius, but it got to 118 this summer.
Wow.
That's very, very dangerously hot.
And how are you? How is everybody? How's COVID? And is everybody okay?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm physically okay. I'm glad that I'm healthy and my family's healthy. So I feel really fortunate, really lucky. We've had some people that have had it and gotten better. But, you know, a lot of people have lost a lot of people and friends. And so, yeah, it's, you know, I think it's trying for everybody all around the world. But here it's particularly hard in Los Angeles because I think because of the political climate you have, a mixed message that is still confusing people, and it becomes your own safety is at risk because of the political climate, which is sort of devastating because it shouldn't be, but it is. So I find that frustrating in Los Angeles.
We've been fascinated with America and American politics like never before. And I mean, I know your husband, obviously English, and we'll understand it. But see, to us, we can't understand how you can lose a vote, but you're saying you haven't lost a vote. It's all very confusing for us.
It's so insane for us too. Everyone here that didn't vote for him, which is basically everyone I know, and California is a very liberal state in general, but no one has ever seen anything like this. I knew it was insane. And it was always difficult being here because of some of the chaos that the politics ensue on the public. For example, when Hillary Clinton won, I was one of the people that was so excited. We won the popular vote. We were, oh, this is fine. We've got this. And then, well, she didn't win, even though she won the popular vote, and everybody was upset for months. And now this climate is like nothing we've ever seen. But I figure... You know, I believe that it was always insane. It was just sort of a long time coming to see someone be this erratic and tyrannical and insane because they elected a celebrity talk show, reality show person who was nuts. And they thought it was probably fun at first. Like, oh, he's kind of radical. Oh, he's outrageous. But not realizing this is actually incredibly dangerous. This is so dangerous because right now, as you know, the transition, even I think the whole world is watching going, what is going on? What are we going to do? Because everybody's feeling like, it'll eventually calm down, hopefully. But it is, I was just saying,
sorry.
We're all hoping it gets better.
You're involved in a votes video as well, weren't you? Or you appeared to be anyway. Like go out and vote.
Oh, a couple of vote videos. Yeah.
I saw on your Instagram that there was like a vote video kind of thing that you you were sort of come on, get out and vote.
Yes, there was a few things I did. Even did a few things for the Biden-Harris campaign, but there was just a big effort to get people to to get out there and make the change that is so needed, because, you know, such a huge part of the population doesn't even vote. So it was exciting to see more people, more women and more people of color and more Asians that ever in history voted in America, which is, I think, why Trump is so confused. He's like, what are all these fake votes? I said, they're not fake. It's just that people are actually voting. They normally don't. You know, they sit at home and complain, oh, these politics are awful. And then you're like, well, why didn't you get out and vote? And you're like,
I just wonder, your household, especially during lockdown, must be one of the most creative households in the history of mankind. I mean, you got Joseph, you got yourself, you got Mecca. I mean, do you all sit around and go, right, come on, we're not eating until we come up with a good idea or something like that? How does it work?
That's me. I'm that person. I'm like I'm you know, it's great that everyone's creative, but I have definitely been the one that's like, okay, I'm gonna lose my mind. And so in order not, you know, to do that, and for anyone else here to do that, we all tried to think of things we could do, but I actually got a Word document out and made a whole strategy of like, okay, we're gonna do some short films. Okay, we're gonna do this. And this Sunday, we're doing music. I'm like, yeah, we're doing everything, because it, and what's great is we live in kind of an industrial, lofty kind of work live space. We've never worked here, but now we do, which we knew. We've seen neighbors doing all kinds of creative artistic things, and now we're like, oh wow, we're those people. We've set up whole areas that are music, whole areas that are for filming, and moved some of the furniture out of the way, and we have a bunch of equipment, and we have a bunch of people that work with us, and we just did, you know, another pilot for a comedy. Which is the interesting thing about lockdown is, I think more than ever, it's taught us as a family of creatives the importance of laughter, connection, and to try and present and bring some of that energy into the world. Whereas I love a lot of dark shows that are, you know, music, things that are kind of dreary. But now that all of this is going on, like, the last thing we want to do is make something that makes you cry. You're like, I just need to laugh. I need something good. And it has made us produce more in that way, you know, to try and counter what's going on. So it's good.
Having said that, do you know that this afternoon, I sat and I watched Revelation, and I was like, oh my God. And then I watched Carousel, and I was like, oh my God, any chance of a laugh? Any chance of giving us a laugh here?
No, we wrote a couple in, and then it didn't work because it was too serious. We're like, oh, what was I thinking? Yeah, no. Yeah. No, but this one is a comedy. So, and Joseph's in it. It's his first comedy, and I wrote it, and it is really fun. It's along the lines of Parks and Rec. It's this show about a dance school, kind of a parody of a reality show. So it's really, really fun. You get your laugh finally.
That's fantastic. What about the music? What's good? Finally, I will. I had to laugh in Revelation. Just tell me this. When you were getting pulled in and out of the, I guess it was the bathroom, wasn't it?
Yes.
I was thinking Jaws. I was thinking that scene in Jaws, you know, when the woman's like that in the opening scene of Jaws. I was thinking, that's it?
Yeah. That scene in Jaws, I think I wasn't able to get in the water for many years because I wasn't allowed to watch horror, but I remember someone snuck a video and let me look. I was living in the Bahamas. I was a little kid in the Bahamas. Could you imagine? And now you're going out to the ocean and you're going like, what? Yeah. So I think that maybe that influenced that scene. That was really, really fun. And I got really hurt doing it. So
I bet you did.
You get ambitious when you're working. You go, oh yeah, how about if we do it like this? And, you know, like, rip me in. And you're like, okay.
What's the music thing that's coming up? Your music at home. What's all that about?
Well, I have a ton of music I haven't released because, well, one, the pandemic just sort of threw everything off. I feel like the whole world just stopped for a minute. And then we were like, oh, it'll get back to normal in a couple months. Then it never happened. So yeah. I think a lot of us are trying to go, well, let's now make life happen and let's move forward. And Joseph and Mecca are going to be in a show. I'm doing a live performance. There's a platform called Stage It. And Stage It is a really fun place where we can do live performances. And since none of us can have in-person shows right now, it's so complicated. I went on it and I watched someone's concert and I was like, oh my God, I love this. And it was this guy who plays guitar in Hawaii. And I love Hawaii. And I felt like I was in Hawaii. I was like, I'm in love with this platform. I want to do something. So I told Joseph and Mecca, I was like, let's do a music show. They were like, what? No. And Joseph was like, wait, what are you talking about? I don't do music. I was like, yeah, you can. Remember you play guitar, you know? And so anyway, I've sort of forced them into it and now they're enjoying it. But it's a lot because I don't do things small. I'm doing a couple songs for my album and then we're doing it like a show. And then I wrote a couple new songs and they're participating. And then Mecca is performing a couple songs that she has, that she already recorded, that I did a music video for her that I'm going to release soon, that I shot and directed. So like I said, it's a lot of busyness in the house, but it's so fun because we made this performance area with lights and everything. And I have a baby grand piano and we're going to perform and try and spread some love. And it's really lovely because one of the things I ask people who are coming to the show to send me in wishes and things they're dreaming of right now. What are your emotional things that you would really want right now? And I got all these amazing letters and I thought for sure it might be kind of more quirky or selfish or I want $1 million or, you know, that, but it wasn't. Everything was very heart wrenchingly pure and beautiful. And it was like, I want the world to be a safer place and there to be less discrimination and prejudice, or I miss my mother, or I can't be with my family. And it was just really beautiful stuff. So I'm incorporating the people and some songs that I've worked off of the inspiration of what people are going through. So it's really more than just a performing place for us. It's a great way to connect and share, which I think we're all desperately trying to find ways to do that.
You're the most incredible advert for being a vegan I've ever seen. I mean, that's why I've always said, lots of people come on shows with me because I always make them look good. But in this particular case, you are looking particularly amazing. And is your vegan cooking, has it taken a new turn as a result of lockdown? Have you had to be more creative? Have you developed new recipes as a result of being stuck in a house?
I think so. And I already was cooking all the time and I love cooking. And part of it is having a husband. I think when I was single, I cooked, but not that much, but he really loves cooking. And we even have cooked breakfast every day. And it's so nice because he wasn't a vegan, but because of my cooking, he turned vegan. So I felt like that was my biggest success. He said that was a huge part of it. It was like, what are you eating? Wait, let me try that. Wait, what's that? So
does he feel better as a result?
Yes. Yes. And he looks great. I mean,
yeah.
The best part is, one of the best things, which I've told people this for years, is that you don't get sick as much. And now I feel like if you even start to get the slightest cold, forgetting obviously COVID, but the slightest thing, you're like, oh my God, am I dying? Am I dying? You know, that's the feeling nowadays. You're like, I just coughed. And I feel like everybody's on edge. So if you can do anything to make your immune system boosted and make you feel better. Oh my God. It's so, what a repercussion. I never expected it because I did it for other reasons, not really health. I did it for other reasons and the environment and all these other things, but it has been so lovely. And then I think when I hit my 40s was when I was like, wow.
Right. Come on. What's your favorite meal? What would you cook? Your favorite? Tempt us to veganism.
Ooh, you know, one of my favorites, and I'm not saying this just because, you know, you're in England, but it is really, it's an English cooked breakfast, but vegan. And we do like vegan baked beans. I do these sausage. I have two types of sausage. The best are the Beyond Meat sausage. They're new and they're phenomenal. It tastes so much like meat that a lot of vegans and vegetarians don't really like them because they taste like sausage. And they have the little round ones, but then I have another kind. But sometimes what I'll do is I'll make the sausage, I'll do the beans, and then there's like a vegan bacon and I mince it and I put it in a scramble, which it's tofu, and I make it taste like egg. But But there's a new egg product called Just Egg, and it's vegan and there's no dairy in it, but it tastes like it looks like a little omelet patty. So you can use those if you'd rather. But I like mincing like that, and then I'll make a little hash. So you have like a little bit of potatoes that are shredded, sometimes different types of potatoes in there. So you could buy them frozen and do a little hash, put some sea salt, put some pepper, sometimes a little bit of truffle salt to make it a little bit, give it a little something. So yeah, I like doing that. And then of course you can do your toast, and then you can smooth on some either vegan butter, or I have this cream cheese. There's this spread. It's like a chive cheese that's vegan. Amazing. So you put that on your warm toast. It's awesome. When you add the sausage and you savor it up. And if you want cheese, there's this cheese called Daya. You can put a little of that in your hash and between the egg and the sausage. It's brilliant. I'm telling you, I know people who turn vegetarian and vegan, and they think they're going to be eating steamed vegetables. And you're like, oh my God, you poor thing. I know it's hard, but there's these new products coming into the world that have made it. Actually, I have to watch myself with the amount of fat I eat now. Back when I first turned vegan, I didn't have to watch at all. I'd just be like, whatever. But now I have to be careful because there's like vegan cookies, donuts, like whatever. You could be a junk food person, but I love cooking. So it's junk. I've only ordered out twice since the pandemic. So I don't eat out.
Right.
Take out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. When were you last in England?
Last year. I was there this year, this time of year last year.
Yeah.
I was there most of the year.
Joseph was filming.
What?
Was Joseph filming?
Joseph was filming a show called Brave New World. Yes. And so we stayed in London part of the time, and then part of the time it was in Wales and Cardiff, which it was actually really beautiful. It was Cardiff Bay, and it's just gorgeous. So I was in Cardiff a lot, and then London. So I would say about 5 months I was there, a long time. And then Christmas, we had right around Christmas, right before Christmas, we had an art exhibit that was for Joseph's father. So we had a bunch of family. We did a whole thing, and it is really bizarre now not being able to go back, because we usually go there at least once a year.
Yeah
it felt so strange when they banned. I've never lived in a world where you can't just travel where you want, you know. For a little while it was shut down. Now at least it's changed.
Yeah, still difficult here. What did you do in London? What did you go and see things, or were you just generally living, or did you go to restaurants? Did you go to shows? What were you doing?
Generally living most of the time. Like, I like getting an apartment and going to Whole Foods and Piccadilly Circus Whole Foods, and not too much shopping. I'm not into like the crowds and stuff. I think the most fun thing we did was, going on the train back to Wales and seeing family. And then I think the art exhibit, but
lovely.
Really,
yeah.
Kind of fun because we do Airbnb, so you get to stay in different parts of London. And this time, because we were in London a lot, it was nice to see the different areas. And I realized, like, if I do get to come back and have a chance to live here for a longer time, I know I would want to be out of the city a little bit. Like, I used to think the city was everything. Like, and it is great, you know. We were staying not far from the Seven Dials, and we did that once for Christmas and it was fun. But then we realized, wow, we're really getting old, because now we just want to be out by where you can take a walk in a park. And it's very, I don't want to go to the bars anymore. You know, I'm like, what's happening? I still love pubs. I mean, I'll still go, but it was the first time where we were like looking for a gym at 10 p.m. to like work out. We're like, what's happening to us? We love nature.
Fantastic.
I want to go to Cornwall, though. That's my big dream. I haven't gone yet.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely. It's lovely. I mean, the thing is, because Joseph was in Swansea. I was reading he was in Swansea, wasn't he, for a while, which is obviously near Cardiff. And it's beautiful down there. And then the Gower Peninsula. But Cornwall's like that as well. Very popular.
Really beautiful. Oh, yeah. I love the beaches in Wales, too. They're rugged and gorgeous. I mean, if it's a good day, a beautiful day is a beautiful day. But yeah, Joseph's mom still lives in Wales. She lives in Glenammon. So it's a nice trip down there. So you're out of the city, you know, it's nice to do both. Because London is amazing, but it's, and I'm so glad I went so often, because now, you know, you can't do a lot of those things we did, like, you know, just things, big things, you know, galleries and the London Eye and just, I don't know, it's really fun.
I think I've done really well here, because we've done about 20 minutes or 25 minutes chatting, and I haven't mentioned girlfriends once.
No. Oh, okay. I didn't even think. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I just go with the flow, you know? Yeah.
But every time, talk about every time I see you interview. Say that again.
I said you want to talk about your relationship. That's cool. You said girlfriends. We haven't talked about girlfriends.
Oh, no, great.
You said my girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. What, because every interview I see, they go, when's it, it's got, because there has to be, there will be a reboot, won't there?
I don't know.
There will be a film. There will be, it's, yes, it has to be.
You know, at this point, I think it would take the girlfriends just doing something and maybe on our own and not having, but it's hard because to use the names of the characters and the show's name, you need the permission from this. And so it's sort of sad because there's all these people that own products and we can't do anything without them.
People want it. The public wants it. The public want it.
Yes, but you know, we need those people to say, okay. I think it might happen because Netflix has a ton of money. They can do whatever they want. It's Netflix. And if people bother Netflix enough, Netflix would probably go like, what? Okay, sure. You know, but it was harder before Netflix because, you know, you need everyone to agree. You need the show creator to agree. You need the network to agree. You need Kelsey Grammer to, you need all these people to say okay and be on board. And I think by the time it goes in loops and circles, then it goes back to the beginning again. So hopefully something happens. I think I might just have to write it and do it myself.
I'll give Kelsey a ring. Don't worry about him. I'll give him a ring. Old Fraser Crane. I'll ring him and say, come on, get it sorted now.
Yeah, I heard that he was actually behind the idea and that he liked the idea. Oh. He gets hammered all the time from people going, come on, Kelsey, you know, the internet. And he's like, what is this? It won't go away. He's trying to do a new show or live his life. And then the girls are like, girlfriend.
Yeah. What? I hope he does too. What's coming up when lockdown goes away, when COVID goes away? What's coming up for you and the family? Is there anything penned in, or is it a case of wait and see?
Wow. Well, some things are pending just because everybody's wanting things to calm down a bit for travel, you know, and we're such an international traveling family. It is really bizarre. So I guess we do have to wait a little bit, but right now, in the meantime, as you know, I'm putting a lot of stuff out. Joseph's working on a horror film script that shoots in England, but he's got this amazing script. I've got a comedy script, which is kind of like a Girlfriends meets Thelma and Louise, kind of on the road, dark comedy. And then I have a pilot for the dance comedy that I just shot and directed that we're gonna put out. And we're just going to, right now, that pilot, it's in the works of where, but it will be available to the public. If we're going to just go the more standard route, but everything is sort of different right now, we might just go ahead and release it and have it stream on Amazon or one of the major streaming platforms rather than wait, because there is a bit of a waiting pattern right now for a lot of the world. But we're just moving forward with as much creativity as we can fester up. And I cannot wait to travel. That's the big thing. I really do miss traveling. I miss and Joseph's brothers in Australia. So we have people very far that we would love to see. And yeah. I think when things calm down a little, that would be a dream come true. Yeah.
Hey, do you know what? We just want to say thanks very much. It's lovely talking to you. We're glad you're so in such good form. Glad the family's well. It's just lovely speaking to you.
You too. Thank you. And thank you for doing these shows. Like I said, I love staying connected. And it's so, I feel like a lot of people have put their best foot forward when it comes to making that happen. And so thank you too.
See you soon. Keep in touch.
Yes, I will. And you take care and be safe.